You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
G'day, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you in sun streaming into the studio today.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Love that new view.
Isn't it crazy what it does to your brain?
It is crazy.
A little bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
And it's good for the plants too. And we're talking about long weekend activities this morning.
Yeah, happy Friday observed, everyone.
That's what we should start calling it. Much better.
It's Easter weekend. So you've got some time on your hands.
Yes.
And fortunately, it's the best season, so summer can go away.
Bye, summer.
It's too hot. The plants get too thirsty. You get too thirsty. You have to wear sunblock and hats, and you just get
mozzies are out.
Oh, you start disassociating because of the heat. You're like, yeah.
We are anti-summer on Greening Out.
Honestly, summer is awful, and autumn is. Quite frankly, the best.
Like, autumn's pretty nice.
I'm just walking up through Albert Park and there's like dew on the ground and the sun's like filtering through the leaves and I don't know, it's perfect.
As a fellow ex-Christchurch person as well, I feel like the trans-seasonal times,
big time.
They hold a special place in the heart,
big time.
You know?
Yeah, the in-between seasons are the best ones. I feel like everyone thinks spring is a real happy season, but I don't know, I reckon it's got a super dark side. So autumn's the good one for me.
Yeah, totally. So tell us, what are we doing in the garden this weekend? What should people be thinking about getting stuck into, Jim?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like perfect to, have a look at your garden and see what worked really well. If you've got kind of annuals that were going and they've gone, you know, they've flowered and now they're setting seed, collect that seed and grow it again next year. But this is probably like the best time in a garden. Herbs don't bolt to seed immediately.
Yes.
You can start growing any of the brassicas, so like broccoli, cauliflower, all that stuff. Any of those yum kind of like greens used in Asian cookings like bok choy. And
yes.
There's a whole assortment of them, really cool seed selections at Wiley's. If you going up Hobson Street, they've got some great selections there. But all of that stuff you can sow now or plant out. I would be kind of a little bit cautious about growing too many brassicas because they take for ages. So
yeah, right.
You might buy like 2 punnets of cauliflowers and be waiting like until this time next year or
exactly.
Something, you know, like, so.
Also, investment.
I have made that mistake before, and I do love a cauliflower, I do love a broccoli,
totally.
But at a certain point, you're like, oh, well, that's what I'm having for dinner again tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you got to shake it up a bit. I'm a big fan of a broccoli that you can cut, like, the sort of bits off and it will grow another bit.
Yeah.
Rather than that you just get one trunk from, because then you feel like, you know, just a little stir fry, chuck a few little bits in.
Is that broccolini?
Good.
That's funny because I feel like they made that up.
Did they make that up?
For fancy supermarkets.
Yeah, well.
I've always thought broccolini was a scam.
Broccolini is just small broccoli that comes off the plant after you've harvested it.
Especially placeboed me because I think it's so much yummy.
It's delicious.
It's not like a fake vegetable, but
okay.
It's just like saying, you know.
Yeah, it's a new name. Like if, I don't know, you got a cooler part of your hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's like
just
orange wine.
For small.
Yeah.
It's like orange wine.
Pet nat.
You know, orange wine is like way faster and easier to make. All the wine people are going to come for me now, but you know, it takes a lot less time and it costs a lot less. And then now it's like very expensive on a wine list.
Yeah, the yeast is
good.
The yeast is airborne, so like
exactly.
They don't even have to buy
doing
yeast.
Whatever.
We've got into a big conspiracy this morning.
Yeah.
We have digressed from the point, but you want to mix it up, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. So if you do kind of intend to plant some of those yum brassicas, mix in some like herbs around it, lettuce.
Nice.
Perpetual spinach is really good.
Mm.
The clue is in the name, it just keeps going. I think it's actually not spinach, it's a type of beet, but it keeps going and you can eat all the beet leaves as well. So like rocket, parsley, all that good stuff. You don't need a big garden to do it, you can do it in a pot on your balcony if you live in an apartment or whatever.
And if you're only cooking for a few people as well, it actually makes sense to have a lot of different things rather than lots of one thing.
Totally.
Yeah, there are so many radishes you can eat at a time.
Yeah, I mean, and I will. I'm a big fan of going for more kind of like adulterants than big foods. So like I'm a big time herb grower.
Mm-hmm.
I love having fresh herbs on hand constantly.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
And you can. Another kind of thing I was thinking about was Well, and it's kind of like, I guess maybe topical because everything's getting expensive and smaller. But when you buy those little things of basil in the supermarket and they come home and you put them in the perfect sunny windowsill,
mm-hmm.
and then they start to wilt and die like a few days later, it's thinking like, oh my God, is this just bad seed? Is it? No, but they've overplanted it.
Yes.
So there's like, if you look at them, there's like 10 or 15 in the actual pot. And so it can't sustain itself.
How big should a pot be? Because I've just done a herb garden that I'm so proud of.
We should post your herb garden on the Instagram because it's quite beautiful, Stella.
I'm very proud of it.
Does it need to be big? What are you working with?
Listen, Jim, I'm going to do something that's terrible for radio. It's about that big.
She's given a meter, guys. That's
a meter.
What we're
right, great. Thank you.
Yeah. By how deep?
About this big.
Half
fine.
A metre.
Thank you, Rachel, for the conversion.
Yep, absolutely fine.
Look, my art school degree's got to be good for spatial awareness.
Yeah,
that's
there you
for
go.
Sure.
But if you do buy some of that basil, you can just rip it up, like take it out of a pot and kind of like pry the roots apart. And there may be like 8 to 10 plants in there. And if you plant them in your herb pot, they're going to grow really nicely.
Nice.
And not wilt and die in a few days.
That's a hot tip, because I have tried in the past to just wholesale take the thing out of the little pot from the supermarket and plonk it in the garden, and it does always still die. You got to
pry it off.
Pry it apart.
And when you are, like, if you do buy it, you intend to, like, make a nice bolognese and have, you know, your basil on top. Still, like, chop it hard.
Yes.
And chop it way down. I'm kind of, like, making gestures here.
3 inches.
Doesn't come...
Yeah, thank you, Rachel.
Doesn't come across... Yes, cheers, Rachel. Doesn't come across on radio, but chop it way down to the top of the first little leaf node.
Okay.
And in plants like basil, those second leaves that are on either side will turn into their main stems.
Yes.
So you get twice the amount of basil. And then when you harvest that, again, 4 times the amount of basil. So
maths.
Yeah.
Love it. We talked about bulbs last week.
Uh-huh.
It's still a good time to put bulbs in your garden?
Totally. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, that's another thing that I have on my gardening list.
Yeah, I haven't done it either.
We've still got time. And as you said, there's kind of two different seasons for bulb planting a little bit.
Yeah, and it's confusing. So autumn you plant spring bulbs, and in spring you plant the winter ones.
I got you.
So it's kind of backwards.
Okay, so just make sure you're buying the right bulbs.
Yeah.
And you'll be sweet.
Generally, the bulbs that are for sale will be ones that are plantable. Same with like any seedlings and wherever you get your seedlings. You know, you'd be foolish to try and plant little cherry tomatoes now. So
yes.
You won't also probably find them.
But you might find if you go to a particular, like, you know, plant shop, they've got a lot leftover cherry tomato seedlings.
Maybe you could
have a try.
If
but
you've got a little smart cupboard or a greenhouse or something, maybe give it a go.
Why not? Hey, thank you, Jim. Have a lovely long weekend.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you in a fortnight and let you know what we managed to put in the garden this weekend.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to try and do something as well. All talk and no action. I'm going to try to not talk and do some action.
I feel you. If you have got plans for your garden this weekend, do tell us on 5395. I'd like to know what people are growing in the winter this year. We'll see you soon, Jim.
Sounds
cheers.
Good. Bye.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.